selfless service. You have to think in what it really means to you as each one, as an individual here. And without self, that means you don't seek any gratification, you don't wait for catching attention, how wonderful you work or how perfect, but you do it as perfectly as you can, even if nobody pays attention to it. That's not very easy. So when Gurudev said selfless service makes you divine, he has a point. You go beyond the average person, it becomes sattvic or pure work, your attitude towards that. And it is that decision has to be made by each one of us. When I came back from India, my fear of people being problems was one thing. So I did in the beginning all the work for him simply out of obedience to Gurudev. Next phase came duty. But duty is also not selfless. You can kid yourself there. Duty is not selfless because you're looking forward when you're off duty. So tomorrow or in 3 days I have a day off. So duty is not sufficient. If you want to move ahead in your spiritual development, you have to go beyond duty. And the surrender is all what you want to get out from the work itself, or the recognition, or the fruits, as it says later on. So in general, I have said to people, it doesn't make any difference how you earn your money in your when you are living in the world, how you earn your money, because you cannot expect inner peace, harmony, spiritual development, or perfection, or fulfillment is usually the term that is used by people. You can find fulfillment, never mind how many dollars you make, or how pleasant the work is, or how nice your office is. That is not where where perfection would be, and where that inner peace and harmony and fulfillment would be. So you can always earn money any particular way as long as you don't want to accumulate money unnecessarily or for a specific purpose. I think the film of Gandhi was an excellent example. There was, what was his name, Vinaja, who was going in to collect land from very rich landlords to give it to people who didn't have anything so that they can grow at least their own food and build however primitive a shelter for themselves and their families. So he collected the land not because he wanted to become a rich landowner, but he wanted to help other people. And he helped, of course, the wealthy to get out of their selfishness and their constant greed for accumulating more and making... We have that experience here, too, to some degree. The more money people have, the more they wanted to make a bargain with us here, getting this cheaper, that cheaper, or whatever. So I have no use for bargainers. They may go somewhere else. They have not even the faintest clue, not even tamasic, of what spiritual life is. So there's no need wasting time on those people. And so when you do the work, surely your work has to make sense. You can be like a squirrel, go to the ocean, dip your tail in the water and think you can empty the ocean that way. But you have to do the work not because you like to do it or because it has to be done. You just don't think about it. You just zoom along and do it. The moment you sit down and think about it and analyze the work, you're getting into all sorts of troubles of mood, of feelings, and you almost talk yourself out of it. So you can never truly be a handmaiden of Divine Mother. She gives you the work, you do it. you do it to the best, very best of your ability.